Kick off your boots and turn it up.
Turn up the volume. It's the weekend.
It's time for New Local Country First.
I love listening to the radio while I'm driving. It gives me a chance to explore new music and also just helps pass the time.
You're kicking country on
Buck 92.3,
where country legends live.
This is Jeremy with Kicking Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3 FM and buck92.com. And I got a couple guys with me today named Jeff and Jason. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Very well. Thank you.
What do you guys call your duo?
We are called Deer and Elk.
Deer and Elk. Okay.
No, ampersand.
It's funny that you say that because I went to Gaylord a couple weekends ago with my family. I went up there for the weekend and we went to the elk farm. So, and living in Michigan, you can't turn anywhere and not see a deer anywhere. So, that's kind of a cool name for your guys' duo.
We realized, you know, we're two middle-aged guys whose names are pretty bland, Jeff and Jason, and we wanted to stand out a little bit. So we were just trying to think of course, Michigan associated things. So that's what we came up with.
That's pretty cool. I like it, really.
It was confusing last week. Now we go to a bar and they have to say Deer and Elk Band on it, so they know that we're the band and not on the menu.
Yeah. No kidding. How did you guys first get into country music?
This is Jeff. Country music was just always playing when I was a kid. That's what my father listened to in the truck. It's what he listened to in the garage. So I grew up on it.
And we're also we grew up in the era where country really crossed over and became more of a country rock thing. And it was really what you heard on the radio a lot when you're bouncing around in the back seat of your car with your folks. It was Eddie Rabbit that was on the radio and and the like.
Yeah, Bellamy Brothers and definitely crossover stuff like that. AM radio,
Harper Valley PTA.
I remember all those as a kid as well. Was there a moment when you knew that you wanted to do this?
I've always wanted to play music, and I was. This is Jeff again. I was actually in a honky tonk band for 15 years prior to this, and then Jason and I were in a rock band together for 15 years. When that band broke up, we were like, well, let's go back to doing some duo stuff and let's get back into that country.
It's been a really great fit as a duo. We're able to be super agile and play a lot of little places that you wouldn't be able to fit a band into, let alone a 5-piece rock band with all that entails. So we were able to really get some traction early on.
You know, we were just talking about, riding around in our parents' car and who they were listening to. And so who were your biggest musical influences growing up?
I'm going to have to say Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. I was a big Dwight Yoakam fan early on. Yeah, those would be three really big ones for me. How about you, Jason?
I was a radio kid and a MTV kid. So, a mall kid. So I sort of came from the other side. Growing up and working in record stores and you sort of develop an eclectic taste. My parents had a big record collection, and so it was all over the place. But yeah, radio staples went a long way. But yeah, I was kind of a new wave kid growing up.
If someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
I have a phrase that I often put on our posters, and it's on our merchandise called Cowboy Country Cool.
That's pretty neat.
And that's the short version. But, it's kind of, it's got a honky tonk vibe, country songs, but, nothing too overt, and certainly not a lot of modern contemporary country stuff. So it's, classic country with a little bit of a groove and some harmonies.
Yeah, and our original tunes tend to harken back more to, you know, a classic country, outlaw country kind of vibe.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite place that you guys like to play? And then there's another part to this as well, but I'll go with that part first.
Sure. I mean, I hate to leave anybody out because, you know, we love to play.
Yeah.
And we'll play any place and we'll find joy in it. But I would really like to give a shout out to Horrocks Farm Market. They are doing a wonderful thing in the Lansing community. There's also Horrocks and Company in Battle Creek. And they're just, they really promote live local music, and I'm thankful for them.
Yeah, it draws such a wide variety of people, families out. Happens during the day. You know, you can get a beer, you can eat a slice of pizza. Well, they've been really great. They're some of the better, most well attended shows that I attend, that I go to. You know, there's always a lot of people having fun.
That's Horrocks is a great place. I mean, you can get anything at that place.
Knock up on anything, including live music.
Yeah. Now here's part two of the question. Do you guys have a favorite place that you write music? Like, I know I've talked to some people, like some other gentlemen, and they talk about writing music in their hunting blind, or, you know, stuff, places like that. Is there any place that you got a favorite place that you like to write music?
The bulk of my writing I do at home, and I love my home. But I'll tell you that I tend to come up with more melody lines, or like the tagline, when I'm out walking my dog.
Yeah,
that's where I'm kind of humming to myself and
just out enjoying just nature. Music, and...
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, you got to take it where you can get it, right?
Especially in Michigan, you got to get outside when the weather's nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's definitely inspiring.
And get the songwriting kind of wherever you can fit it in.
Yeah.
My fishing boat is also a place where I come up with a lot of melodies and things like that.
That leads right into our next question. Where do you usually find inspiration for your songs?
Oh boy.
It's been a lot of heartbreak.
Yeah. I'll tell you that most of my favorite songs have come from divorce. I like to come up with like everyday phrases, or something that I'll think to myself, or something I'll say out loud to a friend of mine, and I'll be like, oh, I like that phrase, or I like that line. And I'll just kind of, I'll jot it down, and I'll come back. I always like to say, you know, have a little bit of truth and then make up the rest. And that's kind of how I approach at least writing my lyrics.
Okay.
Now, of course, he's not above a prompt, which is sort of what happened with the Big Penny scenario.
Okay.
That being sort of a unique occasion, I more or less, you know, started noticing all these different posts about different trucks getting caught under the bridge and all this hubbub and all this really this excitement about it. I more or less just texted Jeff a simple prompt. We need a song, a trucker song about Big Penny warning the trucks.
Yeah.
And he more or less turned that around in 2 days flat. He must have had it built up in him.
And Big Penny is funny because as much publicity as that bridge gets, you would think truckers would not try to keep going underneath it all the time.
Yeah, I think they are maybe have become slaves to their GPS and just blindly follow it.
Yep. I hear that they don't want to buy the good GPS, like the trucker GPS.
Yeah.
That's like, so everybody's relying on their phones and not doing as well.
Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
Oh, that's an unexpected question. Let's see. I mean,
it seems like always the last one.
Yeah, always the most recent one. There's a lot of songs I wrote for Jason and my old rock band, the Stickarounds, that were intensely personal to me. We're not going to play those on this station, but for Deer and Elk, there's a song that we do called "There's No Crying in the Summertime," and that's about the love of my life, my wife, and so that one's very personal, and I feel that one emotionally every time we play it.
That's pretty neat. we're going to take a quick break. I'm just putting this in here real quick, just so I know where to cut it. And then, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Jeff and Jason with Deer and Elk right after these messages.
Hey, this is Jeff. This is Jason.
We're Deer and Elk, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
From floor to ceiling, from head to toe, I've got this feeling I've never known. So filled with your love, watching it grow from floor to ceiling, from head to toe. I've always kept my world so small. I never wanted or needed much to do. But now I've outgrown this old heart of mine. I need to make more room for you. From floor to ceiling, from head to toe, I've got this feeling I've never known. So filled with your love, watching it grow from floor to ceiling, from head to toe. I never realized my need for the kind of love I get from you. And I'm clearing out all the spaces in between, so my heart can hold enough for two. From floor to ceiling, from head to toe, I've got this feeling I've never known. So filled with your love, watching it grow from floor to ceiling, from head to toe. From floor to ceiling, from head to toe, I've got this feeling I've never known. So filled with your love, watching it grow from floor to ceiling, from head to toe, from floor to ceiling, from head to toe.
Kicking Country will be right back on Buck 92.3.
Buck 92.3.
Where country legends live.
We've seen your website. Looks like time for a new one. Get one that's easy to use and easy to update. And I'll tell you where to start. Kick on over to itninjas.io. Answer 3 simple questions and tell them how to get in touch. That's it. No meetings, no pitches, no pressure. Done online and on your time. IT Ninjas is locally owned in Central Michigan with real experts building websites that work for you. itninjas.io. That's itninjas.io for a website that does more.
Hi, Kevin, Body Shop Manager at Crapel Ford Automotive and RV Collision Center in Mount Pleasant. No matter the make and model of your investment, Crapel Body Shop works with all insurance companies and all makes and models, from automotive to large RVs and commercial vehicles. We offer a lifetime warranty on refinish work and workmanship and have 3 paint booths for baking our refinish work, with one being a 58-foot 10 million BTU booth. Stop in and see us at Crapel Ford Body Shop.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country. New local country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Hey, we're back here on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com, along with MyMichiganPodcast.com. I'm here with Jason and Jeff with Deer and Elk. Great name of a band. We're going to get back into some more questions. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
Yeah, they can expect to hear some hot guitar picking from Jason. He's got a great double neck Dan Electro that has a standard 6-string, but it's also got a baritone neck on it, and he puts that to really good use. Vocal harmonies are something we really concentrate on, and classic country.
Yeah, some songs you didn't know you knew, but you realize you do now know those songs.
Yeah.
And a few you think you might know, but you don't know them because we're just playing them for you for the first time. So a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Do you guys remember your first live performance?
Probably both Jeff and I have been performing in one way or another since, you know, back in school, since we're teenagers. It's hard to pin down what might count as first performance.
You know, my first performance musically, I was just a singer. I didn't even play guitar yet. I was a singer in a rock band.
It's neat time. That you guys got that variety, that you were in a rock band for a while. You were in a country group, did country, then you went to rock, and now you're back to country. That's pretty neat how you guys are versatile like that.
Not so different at its core, but you just put a cowboy hat on it.
Yeah. What's been your most memorable show so far?
I think that
it's funny. What makes things memorable is not always that it's a big show, but that it's just memorable.
Yeah.
Because something happens.
I always felt that, you know, the best shows were, you know, when people are having a good time.
Well,
whether it's 10 people, 5 people, or a couple hundred people, you know, that's as long as they're all having fun. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, the shows that always stick with me are the ones where people come out specifically to hear live music.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a venue that hosts live music, and that is the main reason why they're there.
Yeah,
and we do get those shows.
Yeah, and they seem to be more regular. Engaged. So it's that might draw a little bit more family. People are kind of more tuned in, and we get a little bit more feedback, but. Certainly,
Horrocks does bring that. I like playing out at Dimes Brewing in Diamonddale. The people are definitely there to hear live music. I'm going to say that our most memorable show hasn't happened yet because we have so many shows already scheduled for this
year.
I honestly look forward to every single one of them.
Yeah,
that's great. And we get a lot of fresh blood too. It's we're seeing a lot of new places, new venues. Still keeping it mid-Michigan and for the most part. Each one is a new adventure.
These next 3 questions are some of my favorite questions to ask because I've asked these same questions to everyone that I've interviewed. And if we do another interview down the road, which I hope we do, I'll have totally different questions for everybody. I'm not going to keep doing the same questions. I want to keep it fun. And
but the answer won't change, I guess.
Yeah. So, but these next three are some of my favorite questions to ask. And it's, the first one is if you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
Is this living or dead? Or,
yeah, it could be either or. Just if you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
I would love to open for Colter Wall.
Yeah, that would be a nice treat. But I think we might have to go to Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwight Yoakam's a nice choice. Out there playing shows. Those are good calls.
Yeah, both of them are good. Here's another one of my favorite ones to ask, and it's a road trip snack of choice.
Beef jerky.
Can't go wrong with good beef jerky.
Yeah, beef jerky and a fountain Coke will get you a long way.
Yeah, you got to have the fountain Coke.
I drink iced tea all the time. So unless I have an adult beverage, but mostly I drink iced tea. I used to drink Coke all the time, but I switched to tea now and I enjoy it.
Less sugar.
Yeah. Favorite country song of all time.
This is the most difficult song.
And I'll give you mine. You know, after you guys give me yours, I'll give you mine.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm just going to go, I Fall to Pieces, Patsy Cline.
That's a good one.
Is a good one.
And just so I can say something quick.
Just so you can get done with that, huh?
I'm going to go with, I'm just going to stammer.
Some of the ones we do have become my favorite songs because we do them and they are so fun to play.
I'm going to go with one that my old country band used to cover, was my favorite cover that we did. And that's OD'd in Denver by Hank Jr.
Okay. My all-time favorite country song is The Dance by Garth Brooks.
All right.
It's just one of my favorite ones. I have lots of favorite songs. When I started doing these questions in these interviews, you know, I said, hey, I'll give you mine too. And that's the first song that really just popped into my head just because I just like the beat and the song in general. So it's just, that's why I went with that one.
Yeah, right on. I mean, there's lots of songs that Jason and I currently play that every time I think about it, I'm like, oh, that's my favorite one. Oh, no, that's my favorite. Like My Maria by B.W. Stevenson or Neon Moon.
Six
Packs Ago by Hank Thompson. So it's like kind of, this one's my favorite. And then it changes at the next gig. It's like, maybe this one's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's good we just play a lot of songs at every show.
Just depending on your mood, right?
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes it's how the crowd reacts to it, too. It's that got a different reaction than I was expecting. That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't mind it when the waitresses sing along.
Uh-huh. We're down to our last few questions. So here's what is the biggest goal you're chasing right now?
I think just to continue what we're doing, adding new venues and staying as young and healthy as I possibly can, to just kind of keep going with this. I don't, Jason and I we're at an age right now where we don't really have any aspirations to like go to Nashville
or
go on a world tour or anything. I'm retired.
Yeah.
And Jason's right there on the verge of that age as well. And so our goals are different than maybe they would have been like if we were 23.
Yeah.
So I think just doing what we're doing is fantastic. I'm loving it.
Most of our aspirations are
within a half hour radius of Lansing, right? I think we'd like to get some music recorded this year, and getting some original music out. That's up on the agenda.
Yeah, we've been playing for the past 2.5-3 years as Deer and Elk, and we've been playing so many live shows that recording has kind of taken a back seat.
Uh-huh.
But that's definitely something we're working on. Right?
Yeah. That's great because I know a lot of ones that I've interviewed or have said the same thing. Hey, we're having fun what we're doing right now, and we're just going to continue doing it. What advice?
We're on the right track, I guess, is what it feels like. We've been getting a lot of shows the last couple of years. Seems to be over a wider variety. We keep adding songs. We keep adding venues. So we're trying not to, let the top fall over.
Yeah. What advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
I would just say play. Get in front of people and play
with different people and different bands and go out.
Yes. Yeah. Invite different musicians over and jam with them. But also I would like to tell people to know their worth. Live music is an art form and it has value in our society. So while, I advise you to get out and play, don't sell yourself short. Charge some money.
Yeah.
be worth the money, yeah. But charge some money.
Yeah. Right? Yep. Last question. Where can fans follow you on social media and hear your music?
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram, Deer and Elk. But also we're on Phonophore Records, Phonophore. And that's our website is at Phonophore Records. That's our record label. And that's the best place to get songs, lots. Yeah, the dates on our calendar. Our Big Penny video is on there. We got all sorts of live clips of us doing cover songs on there.
We're probably the most active on Facebook. So if you end up finding us there, you'll know about the next show.
Yeah.
Well, Jason and Jeff, I want to thank you guys for allowing me to interview you. I'm glad we got to do this, and hopefully we'll do another one down the road.
We love it.
Yeah, this is great, Jeremy. Really appreciate the opportunity. And whenever we finish a song, we'll email it to you.
Yeah, that's perfect. that's perfect. I just want to thank you guys again. And you guys been you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com, kicking country and keeping it local. Jason and Jeff, thanks again once for doing this, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.
Hey, this is Jeff.
This is Jason.
We're Deer and Elk, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
When you say I'm your man, I wanna do the best I can and love you like the way you ought to be. Every time I take your hand, want you to know I understand and love you like the way you ought to be. It never happens like the songs on the radio. It never happens like the loving on TV. Something I do is something you do. Do whatever you need. Anything to let you be like it ought to be. It's been so hard to let you go and see you live the way you ought to be. Lately time just moves so slow. I gotta move before I get low and leave you like the way you ought to be. It never happens like a song's on the radio. It never happens like the loving on TV. It's something I do, it's something you do. Do whatever you need. anything to let you be like you ought to be. Something I do and something you do, do whatever you need. Anything to let you be like you ought to be.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
We're a country legend.